home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Welcome back to the second half of Party Line. In-house right now, Public Relations Director for NDOT, Blake Dollier, and NDOT intern, celebrating her last day today, leastwise for this year. She says she may be back next year. We hope she is. Glaribel Aon. I hope, did I do
yes,
that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm impressed.
Honestly, me too. It doesn't happen too often.
Try not to butcher anything too badly, so I'm glad I got that right. But they're both in-house here, and man, I thought maybe the list would go down.
I did delete a couple lines here and there, but it does seem, you know, as like if construction is still here.
Three full pages, dude.
We'll just pretend that I bumped up the font size a couple.
Oh, for my eyes, it looks like it went down. But anyway, that's side of point. Oh, let's just jump right into it. Let's get into permits.
Yeah, so permits, the good news is this did take up a little more space on the sheet, but it is just various work throughout Clinton and Boone counties throughout the course of this construction season as we wind things down, which is hard to believe because, again, like you mentioned, it may not seem like it just yet, but we are very quickly getting to a point where, you know, we're slowing down for the season, and before we know it, we're going to be talking about snow flying. But permit work continuing on throughout the course of the construction season, and as we do have developments with that, we'll continue to update folks. But those are usually not on as long-term of a planned basis. That's
sure.
More kind of on a limb, and so whenever we do get word of that, we'll notify the public of what's to come there once those permits are approved.
Yeah.
And of course, district-wide, we've got a lighting maintenance contract, various locations throughout the district to repair the lighting, wiring, and things like that to make sure that we continue to keep our lighting functioning for the safety of the traveling public out on the roadways. That work is expected to take place, as I've mentioned before, in the first and second weeks of each month. So here with September just right around the corner, you might be able to notice some folks out on the side of the roads working on those lighting contracts with some other specialty work, of course, throughout the course of the year.
And I know working greatly on a lot of the aesthetics and stuff, like you said, wrapping up a lot of projects. But let's jump into the projects. Let's start out with Clinton County, and then we'll move on to Boone County.
Yeah, so Clinton County, the I-65 southbound ramp at State Road 28, we've had that new signal installation that we've told folks about. That work is now ongoing. The signal pole foundations have been poured there, so we're going to be able to place those in the ground, which, as you can imagine, is not necessarily a quick task because those are some pretty large structures. I-65 southbound nighttime exit ramp lane closures are expected as well in September for the pavement repair in that area. That ramp will remain open using the right turn lane. So a little shift in traffic pattern, if you will, there. Hopefully shouldn't be too challenging for the local drivers in that area. And then we do have some local projects with NDOT oversight as in addition to some other projects here in Clinton County as well.
I know one of the big ones been the bridge up by Rossville, up by the school, and on 421. That one it's winding down.
That one is winding down there. Of course, we've got a couple there in the Rossville area. The Cripe Run Bridge, the reconstruction on County Road 750, which is one of those projects managed by the locals, but the NDOT oversight. So that one's one for folks there to, you know, be aware of. Estimated completion there at the end of September. That bridge deck's been poured. Now we just have to work on the approaches as you drive up to that new bridge. And that should be taking place here today. So that's actually ongoing work right now. It looks like the weather's pretty ample for that. So hopefully we'll be able to get that finished pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're finally getting some drying time to where a lot of these projects can take place. And I know Mother Nature has not helped anybody this last month.
This has been an incredible challenge for us. But, you know, aside from construction, I have to give our maintenance crews a lot of credit because we're sending a strike team up to Northwest Indiana. We've sent them a couple of days ago to go and assist with the storm relief up in that area. So, you know, it's a lot of our maintenance crews. You know, you or your families may know somebody that's headed up there and, you know, are selflessly taking the time, you know, out of their work schedules to go up there and, you know, stay a few days and be able to assist with the storm relief efforts. So, you know, it's not necessarily our district, but up in Gary, Indiana is where they're at. And we have a cool video of all of our drivers taking off, headed up that direction that we're going to post on our page here soon.
Oh, wow. It's great that people can go up there and help out because we've had such damage up north. We've had such damage to the southeast of us, and it's just, how fortunate are we that we didn't end up with a lot of that. I mean,
it's been amazing when you see some of the pictures, and for example, I-70 out near Richmond, where the road literally collapsed and we had to completely close I-70 for 32 hours, which sounds like a long time. But when you put that in perspective, that was our maintenance crews that got a crumbled roadway up to safe and operating condition in 32 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy, because honestly, when I saw the pictures and everything, I thought, no, that's going to be shut down for months in order to get that. I mean, now what they've done, though, is just kind of a temporary fix, right? They're still going to have to go in and finish it, but it's up and it's operational.
There may be some fixes that come into play. Of course, anytime you see damage to that large of a section of roadway to that extent, you know, that's kind of a once in a 100-year scenario. But really, for the most part, we're in pretty good shape, and we're in a position now where, you know, any fixes going forward should be minimal.
That's crazy to be able to do that quickly. Let's talk about, you got State Road 39 and US 40 421. You've got small structures there going in, again, part of the county process, but you guys are overseeing.
So this one is actually in-house for NDOT here between County Road 800 and 26. That one's closed due to the pavement conditions, and we're repairing that with expected completion or expected start to be in the fall due to the utility conflicts in that area. So again, that's, you know, just something to watch out for, that due to the pavement living its life cycle, we decided to begin work on that just to make sure that it is safe for the traveling public. And once we can get that open, when all the utility lines are out of the way, then we'll be able to continue on, because that does have to deal with like overhead lines and the installation of storm structures there on the west side of that project. So the anticipated completion for that was earlier this month, but we did have some unexpected delays due to material and supply. So now we are going to start on or after the 7th of October and have about a month and a half to complete that relocation there. From that point, then we can install the legal drains, and then we can, you know, kind of brainstorm other solutions and how we can get that open. And we understand that there are challenges with that whenever material supply comes into effect, and also, of course, utility conflicts. But again, we just appreciate everybody's patience, because again, it can be a little frustrating sometimes, but it is for the safety of the public. And in the long run, you know, this will be a better fix for everybody going forward.
Yeah. And you know, hopefully be able to get that done before we get too far into the harvest season.
Absolutely.
Because that's what a lot of construction has a tendency to pose issues for our farmers trying to get everything in. US 52.
Yeah, 52 between 700 and 575. We've got lane closures there, some crossover closures, turn lane construction, and the November completion is the anticipated time frame there here in Clinton County. And then, of course, we have our big list in Boone County as well.
Yeah, again, in-house right now, Public Relations Director Blake Dollier with NDOT, and his intern, Glaribel Aon. And while I'm thinking of it, so you see how much he has to do with public relations and getting all the information out there and everything. So what has it been like for you to work with him?
I think I've learned a lot more about transportation than I ever could have imagined. I didn't really know what to expect coming into it, but I think it's been a summer well spent. So I've appreciated my time here and learning a lot from Blake.
Well, I figured you must be enjoying it when you said off air that you were planning on coming back next year. So that's pretty cool. So you must have had a good influence on her.
For better or for worse, we do appreciate our interns and all the work they bring. And Glaribel's done a great job this year. And some of those Facebook posts actually aren't me all the time when she's around. So I let her take some control and, you know, write some captions, make some graphics, and she's done a great job with being creative and, you know, putting a little touch on the page that, you know, is not just all what my brain has to write and say. It's nice to have a fresh perspective every summer and get somebody that wants to learn and puts their best foot forward.
That's cool. Well, let's move into Boone County. State Road 32.
Yes, we've got the realignment on State Road 32, which is an ongoing project, as folks are well aware there, between Garofalo Road, just past County Road 250 West. Lane closures and traffic pattern shifts are continued to be expected with that roadway realignment and expansion there in that area. The speed limit approaching the work zone still is reduced from 45 miles per hour. 45 from 55, I should say, on a permanent change, but still is a 35 mile per hour speed limit while crews are in the area. Enterprise Boulevard is now open. County Road 200 West is now closed. The detour follows Garofalo and Mount Zion Road with no left turn access at County Road 50 and the County Road 50 closure occurring on or after September 14th. So that'll be something that drivers will want to pay attention to as they head through that area. County Road 250 access is also closed until the contract's completion, which, of course, people want to know when that is. That'll be mid-2027, lane closures lasting into the summer or fall of next year. So about a year from now is kind of that timetable at this time, subject to change due to weather, of course. You know, we always add that little asterisk at the end of all of our projects that all work is weather permitting and subject to change.
Yeah, and that's been an ongoing project for the majority of this year, and then going
even into last year a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say it started out last fall, didn't it, when they really got into it and started tearing things out?
Around that time, yes. And we've also worked through the winter on that project. Of course, we'll talk a little bit, you know, as we get further into the fall, because it's hard to believe that fall's like 3 weeks away. But,
yeah,
you know, as we get to that point, we'll talk about how we do open up most of our construction projects through the winter time. This was an exception last year where we did work on that through the winter. We had a really unique set of pictures that came in from our crews out on site that had displayed the snow on the ground as they were out there and the big machines were out there. It was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, I mean, there's some work they can do during the winter, but a lot of it, you got to wait and put it off until you get good weather.
Temperature can be a real game changer when it comes to construction, of course.
Sure.
Can't be too warm, can't be too cold. Sometimes you need it just right, and then you throw in the precipitation and the snowy winter we had last year. Things can get just a little bit messy.
You're talking about off-road work, the excavation, the embankments, construction, all that structure installation, that all takes time to get all of that work done, and that's the reason why a lot of the county roads are being closed and then reopened and back and forth. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that off-road work's been underway since May, and you've probably seen that a lot of the bulldozers in that area, with County Road 400 closed between 32 and 20 County Road 25. Beginning around March 24th was when that was. That detour follows County Road 50 to County Road 500 and State Road 32. And then, of course, the State Road 32 closure expected for the tie-in for that realignment in the spring of next year. So folks can expect that here on the horizon. But again, this is one of those, you're realigning a roadway, you're physically changing that landscape of where things are laid out. So it will take a little bit of time, but again, we just appreciate everybody's patience as we work for, you know, one of our bigger projects here in the area.
You got 39, you got I-65. That's been a project for a little while. And now, is that one going to go into the winter as well, or is that one that's going to get suspended for a while?
So the completion's unknown at this time due to the utility conflicts that we uncovered on that east phase of that project, but it is for the Lebanon Sports Complex. We expect to pick back up work in spring of 27, with the remaining work this year just being the pavement markings due to what we're able to physically do in that area. So again, that's one that we're going to have maybe some more concrete updates, no pun intended, as we go forward. But, you know, that'll be something that maybe next year we can kind of circle back and have a little bit more, you know, hard data for folks. But we do expect that to start back up in the spring.
State Road 47.
47 at County Road 350. We've got permit work for reconstruction of 350 there. 47 will have some nighttime lane closures around the 26th, which I guess was 2 days ago. So that could be underway by now. Expected Saturday lane closures, which is tomorrow, for 47 for a little bit of mill and fill, which is where they grind up that old surface and place new surface down on the roadway. Saturday, we have a single lane closure on the weekend for this weekend, and pavement placement on the 12th of September as well, weather permitting. So again, on or around that time, we use that rather loosely just because, of course, as we've learned, we've had a lot of crazy weather here in the month of August.
Yeah. all that rain and everything. You can't put asphalt in when it's pouring down rain. You can try, but it doesn't always like to mesh very well.
That's right. Not the easiest, unfortunately, to take on there.
Yeah. I-65 Exchange with 52. This is a big project that's been going on.
This is one of our major projects, and folks have probably seen a lot of progress. We've got the bridge decks poured. Now we've had all the beams set. We have signage getting in place. We're really, really coming along quickly on this project. And so the current MOT, or maintenance of traffic phase that we mentioned, pushes all three lanes toward the inside shoulder on both north and southbound sides. The lane closures will take place at night over the next few months for that overhead bridge work as we continue there between 32 and 47, 3 miles north of Lebanon.
Now, before we move on, one of the questions I did want to ask, because I had been asked this before, with all the everything that's going on with all the construction in Lebanon and around Lebanon, how is that affecting you guys with the LEAP project? How is that affecting you guys out there off of 65 and trying to deal with all the increased traffic, all the heavy increased traffic, more so than what you're used to having? What's that doing to you guys and your plans?
So really, we've been able to work with the locals really closely. And, you know, with, of course, we expect that new development to continue in the area. So it's just been a hand in hand with the city, with the county, and with all parties involved, just to make sure that we're able to do what we need to do it effectively, and, of course, deliver the best possible outcome at the end of this project for the taxpayers in the area. So it's just been a lot of partnership, I think, is the best way to describe that. And, you know, the best thing we can do is work with those around us to make sure that we're doing things as best as we can to serve the residents in that area.
Well, I know you've got fiber optics coming up.
Yes, 865 and I-65 ITS, that stands for Information Technology Services, the fiber optic upgrades. We'll have some nighttime lane closures on I-65. You know, kind of as we've talked about throughout the year, those are ongoing, a little bit sporadic, if you will, but we do try to notify folks that, hey, just a reminder, this is ongoing. You may see a lane closed here and there at night, and things will continue. But again, that's where we're at. And so, you know, you could see that popping up from time to time.
I know with the fiber optics, that's not necessarily you guys doing that, but that's another case of you guys working with utility companies to make all that happen.
That's correct. And so that's something that a lot of people may not realize, is that, you know, NDOT does work with those other entities outside of our agency, and, you know, just being good partners, because of course those fiber optic lines do serve a purpose for everybody. But of course, you know, our utilities do sometimes come into conflict on our roadways. And so we just have to work with everybody as best we can. Sometimes it can cause delays, but ultimately it is for the greater good to make sure that everything is not only there to serve residents, but also safe for us in the work environment.
Yeah, they're actually running fiber optics, getting ready to run them past my house on State Road 29. That's going on. So State Road 32, another big project down in the Boone County area.
So that one's over by Western Boone High School, and that we have lane closures throughout the summer to wrap up what we call punch list work. We placed riprap, as we call it, down in that area. We drove by it the other day, actually. And so for folks that don't know what riprap is, you see those little white rocks, or I say little, they're not
big,
so little.
Yeah.
They're like a dinner plate. But yeah, if you drive by there and you see that, it's for work a lot like that. So we just close a lane to safely place that. Nothing really crazy with that, but that's one where, of course, we added that additional space there over by the high school.
Yeah, that's really nice going through there now, and with the expansion of that school system, it needed to be done.
Absolutely.
For sure. And then, like you said, the riprap, that's helps with drainage.
Yes.
Helps keep all that build up from happening and going across the roads. More small projects, more punch list projects happening on 47. You've got 39, 267, just kind of everywhere finishing up some of these smaller projects.
Yeah, so we've got those continuing, as you mentioned there, on 52 for that scour protection project between 65 and 300. Of course, we have some of those local projects with NDOT oversight, still working on the Grant Street reconstruction, anticipating that completion here at the end of the year to widen that road and resurface that road completely from the dirt up to the pavement there. And then County Road 500 over Bent Ditch, continuing that work as well. That started in May. And then intersection improvements, roundabouts at 400 and 100 southeast of Lebanon. That new roundabout construction work is underway with a detour in place. And then, of course, pavement marking placements in various Boone County roads. That's something that we do every year through our maintenance program. And we do have some good news to share about chip seal here.
Is it almost done?
It is done. We drove through it just this morning. They wrapped it all up last night. It was funny because how many times have you heard me say traffic-wise, check traffic-wise? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here to tell everybody that I checked traffic-wise this morning, saw that it was open, and knew that we could get here in time for the show. It was kind of funny because I felt like I listened to everything I've been saying over the course of the last 3 years, but the chip seal is done. Now what we have to do is we have to spray the fog seal black liquid on top of that to help compact in the gravel a little more. We will replace the pavement markings, so they're not down just yet, but the large portion where that was closed between US 231 and US 52 on State Road 28, that is all complete. That is open to traffic, but we do advise people to drive according to that posted speed limit just because there could still be some loose gravel and fresh oil. We do sweep that off. We do, you know, our due diligence to do that, but again, it's just wise to be safe there as that is a freshly chip-sealed road.
You know, you just made people's days just by saying the chip and seal is done.
I haven't even got a chance to post it, so you heard it here first.
Hey, there you go. What is the average life? I mean, I know the chip and seal adds life to a road, but just the chip and seal, like the first time around, does that last like for a couple of years and then you go back in and you got to do it again, but...
It does extend it about 7 to 10 years. Now, there are instances where we will come in and we will re-chip seal a road. I think it depends, too, on traffic volume because we've started doing more four-lane chip seals instead of just your traditional two lanes. So that's something that's definitely new to our program and we'll probably learn more about as we go on. But on average, it extends the roadway surface life 7 to 10 years. It saves $6 to $15 in taxpayer expenditures for every dollar invested. And of course, you know, we don't really have to worry about this so much now that it's complete. But when we do that work, we do place those message boards, reduce the speed limit, and we make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on in those locations.
So when they do the fog seal, how long will it normally take for them to put that on? And of course, you try not to drive on it anymore. You have to just because you want it to seal well before the winter weather gets here. So what's the time span on that?
That should only last, I would say, realistically, in absolute worst case scenario, a week. And that would be if we get bad weather or something of that nature. But for the most part, you know, we're able to get that done a little quicker because you have to put the emulsion down for the chips, and then you got to run over it with the chips. Then you have to run over those chips with, the steamroller type devices. I guess we just call them rollers. They're not steamrollers, so to speak. But so that takes a little longer, the chip seal portion, because there's more steps. Fog seal's a little more straightforward. You're able to go fog over that road, and then you're able to, you know, continue on once that's dry and ready for things to be repainted. So I would say worst case scenario, a week. Of course, that's all subject to change, but we do want to continue on and, you know, get that done hopefully in a couple of days.
Well, I know NDOT, your staffing, you're always adding personnel. And so let's talk about the hiring opportunities, especially if we're going to be going into the dreaded winter weather. I know.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, fall's on its way and that's not that far behind it. So talk about the hiring chances.
It'll be here before you know it. And I do have good news. We have filled some positions in Frankfort and Romney for the highway technicians. So we do thank everybody who's applied for that and then are welcome to our new crew members there. So workforindiana.gov is the site you'll want to visit. We have right now a Crawfordsville facilities technician that would work on our main campus in Crawfordsville. We're looking for to fill that position, which I can say they've even helped us out a time or two in our office. So I'm certainly appreciative of the work they do and looking for a new facility technician. And then here in Frankfort, we're hiring for the mechanic position. That's a really big position, even in the winter time with trucks that will inevitably go down in the harshest of conditions. So looking for a mechanic there in Frankfort. And of course, you know, as jobs open up, we'll continue to advertise that on our page as well.
Well, and everybody can throw in an application and it can be there and ready to go. So
always looking for new talent.
Exactly. So what I know we are, that went fast. We're already at the end of the half hour. What is the best way for people to pay attention to NDOT? I know we talk about this a lot, but it's so important. Get those apps on your phone.
Absolutely. So TrafficWise app, you can check live traffic conditions just like I did this morning. And, you know, maybe you'll get some good news like I did this morning, too. So that's free on Apple and Android devices. Of course, our Facebook and our X accounts or Twitter, whatever folks would like to call that platform. NDOT West Central on Facebook, NDOT _ W Central on Twitter or X. And of course, you can subscribe to email and text alerts at alerts.ndot.in.gov. And we do welcome customer concerns, questions, or anything that comes about that folks would like to know about. That's at NDOT, the number 4 and the letter U.com. That's ndotforyou.com. And again, you can contact our team and get a response directly crafted to your concern at that feature. So it takes a little bit sometimes just because, you know, there are certain issues that need to come up that we need to address on our roadways. But we will take the time. We will provide a written response or phone call back, whatever you request.
Well, and that's the best way for you guys to know what's going on out there is if people will say, hey, this road's flooding, or, you know, you've got a tree down here that, and all that stuff's going to get out there, or it's winter, we got the pothole from you know where, you know, that's taking tire rims.
Yeah.
And but that's the best way for you guys to know, because the people who are out there driving it 24/7 are the ones that can report that, so that you guys can get out there and get things taken care of.
Absolutely. Please let us know, you know, whether it's a pothole like you mentioned, or you know, something that needs to be cleared from the roadway, or you just have a question. You know, we welcome that. We're happy to assist in any way we can. And I know our customer service team does a great job. We share an office with them. We love working with them. And, you know, they're going to be happy to take care of any questions or concerns you may have.
Well, Blake, I appreciate you coming in every month and keeping us updated on all the projects that are going on. And then, of course, whenever we have severe weather, you're always right there on the phone and keeping us up to date with what's going on with the department. And that helps us keep everybody up to date on what's going on with the roadways here. So thank you so much for coming in. Larivel, it's been real. It's been fun. I hope you do come back next year and keep him in line and keep him.
I don't know if anyone can, honestly. Well,
keep him from, keep him
that's
from
a
having
tough ask.
Yeah, keep him from having a nervous breakdown with everything else that he does besides the job. So what's next for you?
So I'll be taking about a week off, and then I'll start a new opportunity the week after that. So a little closer to home, which I'm excited about, since I'm from Lafayette originally.
Sure.
So it'll be nice not having to commute to Crawfordsville every day.
So are you close to done with school?
I graduated this past May.
That's what I thought. I thought you graduated this year. So
yeah, this past May from Purdue.
So just checking things out and deciding where you want to land.
Yeah, hopefully it works out, but I'm excited for the new opportunity.
Cool. Well, thank you.
She'll do great. I have no doubt.
I don't doubt it either, for sure. On the phone line, before we wrap up completely, I'm going to let you guys get out of here so you can get back to your real job.
All righty. Well, thank you for having us as always, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month.
All right. Sounds good. That's been Blake Dollier from NDOT and Glabra. I knew it. I knew I was going to screw it up. Glarabelle Aon from NDOT as well.